You know how when you stay at smaller kind of Hampton-y, kind of Holiday-inny, kind of like Holiday Inn Expressy kind of hotels when you're on the road, they always say, oh, in the morning you get breakfast for free. Right? You get breakfast for free, complimentary breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Complimentary. And you're like, get excited. You're like, oh, wow, cool. That's a complimentary breakfast. It comes with the room, you know? And then you have the complimentary breakfast, and then you realize why it's fucking complimentary. It's fucking disgusting, dude. Holy shit. Man, being healthy on the road, it's definitely tough. You're away from home, you're away from your bed, you're away from, your smoothie bars and your salad places and your gyms, and you kind of like, I mean, it's definitely a choice on how to be. I mean, it's just like, am I gonna wake up and be a little bitch, and I'm gonna fucking, say it sucks out here, or I'm gonna wake up and go, hey, this is awesome. I got all this time. I'm gonna go attack the day. But sometimes the earlier one kind of gets the better of you, meaning, you just kind of like, fuck, there's no motivation to go out. It's raining. I'm in fucking Albany. I don't know if you've ever been to Albany, New York. It's, I don't know. I'm not going to put it down at all because, obviously when you go on tour, there's not a lot to see except for the rent-a-car and the hotel room. I'm going to probably venture out today. I always get up earlier than the guys that I'm touring with because the guys that I'm touring with, they don't have as many things in their little heads, I think, as I do. And the older you get, as you know, the less you sleep, the more, you realize like, oh shit, we're just kicking the can. Meaning like, well, I've talked about this before. I guess when you're under 40, you kind of like, life is one big la-di-da-di-da-da-da, and you get 50, you're like, oh shit. And then you get all this tragedy, that we've had. Anyways, welcome to my podcast, Random Rants. This is Pauly Shore. I'm the host. You're my co-host. And this is when I need someone to talk to, and you're right there with me. So we're chilling. What's up? What's up, dudes? What's going on, dudes? Talked to Ali Boo Boo last night. She's going to go see A Star Is Born. I saw that the other night, in, where was I, Connecticut, another exciting town. Hartford, Connecticut. Just saying the word Hartford, Connecticut is hard to say. How would you like to live in fucking Hartford, Connecticut? No disrespect to the people that live there, but fuck, man. Jesus Christ, there's other places to live than Hartford, Connecticut. And it's a big town, but there's something very odd about it. I can't put my finger on it, but there's like, I don't know if there's witches or goblins or. I don't know. I didn't sleep good there. The show was cool last night. My shows are always cool. That's why I do it. That's why I travel. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, why the fuck am I in Albany? I should be in LA, getting, moving and shaking in the business. And then, what keeps me going, I guess, are the fans. That come see me out here and the stage. I get that 1 hour of stage time where it's pretty much therapy for me. And yes, I get paid, of course. It's what I do for a living. You do what you do for a living. I tell jokes, and I'm pretty good at it based off of results of people coming to see me after 20, 30 years. But I love it. I really do. It's such a huge comforting feeling. It's like a warm blanket when I'm on stage. And that's why I do it. And I like doing it in front of my fans. The issue with the Comedy Store performing in LA, at just a random club is that people aren't there to see you. People are just there to go to the comedy club. So, I'd say, I don't know, half the audience don't know you. They're not there to see you. They're just there to, see, whoever they came to see. And then you happen to be there. Yes. It's a different comedic head that you have to put on, but it's one that I don't really enjoy putting on, to be quite honest. I perform at the Comedy Store because it's my club. It's my mom's club. It's my club. It's my brother's club. It's my family's club. So I perform there for that. But my audience is not there. My audience isn't Albany or Connecticut or Nashville or fucking, I don't know, all over America. When they put Pauly Shore on the marquee, then the people that want to see me come to see me, and it's like hanging out with old friends. Anyways, back to Star is Born. I know people listening this probably, last time you went to a movie. When was the last time you went to a movie? Right? Never. We just don't go to movies anymore. We have Netflix, or we have our iPads, or we have several other things to do. And then the movies that I personally feel that Hollywood are putting out, these big action films, isn't something for me. That's not my thing. I'm not an action guy. I respect the action directors and the actors that do it, but I'm not gonna like get in my car, park the car, pay for a ticket, get some popcorn, get shoved in a big room and watch fucking cars explode. It's just not for me. So fast forward to A Star Is Born, this film that came out with Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Andrew Dice Clay's in it, Dave Chappelle's in it. I really, really enjoyed it. I knew I was gonna really enjoy it. Hence is the reason why I went to go see it. And it was great. It was great on a lot of levels. I liked Bradley's character. Obviously, I liked Lady Gaga in it. I don't even know her fucking real name. What's the fuck's her real name? I don't even know. So, and Andrew Dice Clay was in it, my friend, and Chappelle. But I don't know. You don't see love stories like that in the movies anymore. I know growing up, when I was growing up, there was several, love story movies, movies about comedy romance or romantic comedies or and I thought it was done well. I thought it was well directed, and it was a good story. And I cried. I actually cried several times. And I don't know if I was crying because of the movie, or I don't know if I was crying because of the stuff that had personally gone on in my life, and I was kind of holding in cries. But it was refreshing, and I think it was a combination. So I was able to really let go and really enjoy, my off night in Connecticut, Hartford. Because what are you gonna do on a fucking off night in Hartford, Connecticut, on a Tuesday? You're gonna go see A Star Is Born, is which I did. So, anyways, I'm in Albany right now. I know I do my podcast usually from the fourplex in Silver Lake, which is where I live. But I'm whatchamacallit? I'm here, and I'm speaking to you because you're my family and you're my friend, and that's what we're doing. Unfortunately, you can't talk back to me. And I want to thank all the people that have been writing me beautiful emails regarding my personal stuff that's been going on with my family and my sister who passed a couple weeks ago. Crazy, fucking crazy. And then there's more stuff going on with my siblings, but because we're in the middle of trying to settle all this stuff, I don't feel like getting into details about it. Maybe one day I'll write a book. And once the dust is settled, but at this time, what's the word? Play nice. You got to play nice and just kind of get through the day. So, anyways, I'm on tour. I'm in upstate New York. I have to burp one sec. I'm in upstate New York, and I have shows this whole week, so I'm excited. I like being on the road and actually doing shows as opposed to having nights off. I don't like nights off when I'm on the road. I like to keep moving. It's kind of like the army. So we have shows in Albany tonight, and then we go to Syracuse for 2 nights, a night in Rochester, and then on Monday night I'll be in Buffalo at Helium. So if you're on the upstate New York area, come find me. Last night was pretty hilarious and not hilarious at the same time. I'm with Frank Castillo, who's my feature act, and Renee Lancaster, who's my opening act, and we decided to leave Connecticut last night after the show. Usually you wake up in the morning and then you travel. But we were so itching to get out of fucking Connecticut. We were like, fuck this. So it's only a 2 hour drive or something. But unfortunately, Frank used Waze to get us here. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the driving app Waze, but basically it gives you its own ways to fucking go. And it just took us through the woods. We basically went through the woods for like fucking at least an hour or two, lost. And then we got on Google Maps, and Google had this shit together, and we made it. So we're here, and I haven't been, I think I told you this on the previous episode, but I have all this material, the stand-up stuff that I want to get to. I have so much pages of shit that has been organized that I haven't gotten to it. I got to get out of victim mode and start working on this. I got so much great material. My friend Gary Garfinkel, who passed away a while ago, he used to be not only my friend, but he was my connection into Showtime. So if you ever, have seen any of my Showtime specials in the last 5 years, because of Gary, he was always kind of supporting me over there. And now his friend Kent, who's awesome, has taken over Gary's spot, who's actually in New York. And so we're talking about him coming to see me on the road, doing a 1 hour stand-up for Showtime. But he wants to see it first, which I think that's the right thing to do, because to be on stage for a whole hour doing stand-up, I mean, yeah, it's hard, not so much hard for me. I've been doing it for so long, but to have great material for that whole 1 hour takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy. Part of me also wants to do a one-man show about my life. I think that is something that hit me, kind of recently. I had done a documentary. It's not out yet. I produced it. I wrote a book. It's not out yet. I wrote it a while ago, and then a one-man show. Mike Tyson, the boxer dude, he did a one-man show. It was fucking amazing. I loved it. He also wrote a book and did a documentary. So I'm figuring if Mike Tyson can pull all that shit off, I can definitely pull all that shit off. I was possibly thinking of developing the one-man show at this club. It hit me the other night. I smoked some herb, and when you smoke herb, you just start thinking, and your mind just starts. I'm not on herb now, by the way. It's the morning time. I just had that terrible fucking breakfast. But your mind starts going. So I thought it would be cool to maybe do or practice, because you have to practice it. There's a bar kind of club restaurant type thing in Silver Lake, where I live, called El Cid, and it's this kind of Mexican kind of banyo-y bar, and it's got a stage. I think they do comedy nights there once in a while. I was f possibly thinking of going down there, because it's in my hood, when I get back, and talking to the owners and the managers and seeing if they'd maybe have me, to do a one-man show there. At least develop it, charge like $5 or something, and just go to the audience. Hey, we're not gonna. This isn't funny. This isn't me talking about my life. Hopefully, there'll be funny shit, so they can't expect like Pauly Shore is like gonna be telling jokes. So I was thinking it would be cool to start developing that there, or I could develop it on the road as I'm touring. But my point is I think it'd be cool to start telling these stories about growing up. There's different ways to produce and put together a one-man show. It's I mean, it's I don't know. You could do it like a movie where there's like a through line, and there's a payoff at the end. I was thinking, here's what I was thinking as far as structurally. Tell me what you think when you guys hit me on email, which is polyrants@gmail.com. I was thinking of possibly doing it about, like, how the fuck did I get here? Meaning, if I do it at El Cid, you know, how the fuck did I get here to El Cid? How the hell did I get here in my life? You know, you know what I mean? Like, where I'm at as of today. And then kind of, you know, doing the whole thing about kind of like the A story is kind of like my family stuff, which is the dramatic shit, which is the shit I don't even really talk about. I barely talk about it with you guys, even though this is a very personal podcast. But how does this guy, me, a 50-year-old guy, deal with a mom dying, a sister dying, lawsuits with siblings, hundreds of thousands of dollars of bullshit? My dad's dying. He's 91. How am I not doing drugs? How am I not, you know, how have I survived, you know, through this? Every single one of us is going through this. Every single, I get so many emails from you guys that that are estranged from your siblings or your mom died or all that shit. So guess what? So I am doing the same thing. So the A story would be, how the fuck is this guy, me, going to come out on top, you know? And also, how are you going to come out on top from, you know, the shit you're going through? You know, that gets thrown at us. You know, how are we going to stay positive and not be a victim and not sit in it and kind of, you know, the idea is to experience the sadness, experience the pain of the shit that we're going through. But don't let it destroy us through alcohol, depression, suicide, which it does. I mean, fuck. Talked about the last podcast, I think it was a couple, about all these suicides and deaths. You know, how do we reach out and get help? For me, it's you guys. That's my therapy, the stand-up. You know, the people that, you know, when I do autographs after every show, people look at me and they say like the most amazing things. Like, and I could tell when they're talking to me, it's coming from their heart. And so the A story I'm feeling would be this guy in his 50s. Like, how is he going to get there? Where's, you know, there's got to be a there's got to be a fucking good thing that happens at the end, right? There's got to be, you know, or there isn't, you know what I mean? You know, all we have is today, right? And then the B story is my life and, like, you know, and the flashbacks of my childhood and Beverly Hills High School and MTV and the Playboy Mansion and Sam Kennison and all those stories. So structurally, I'm kind of feeling that's the structure. The A story is kind of like, what's going to happen to this guy and how did he get here and what's going on with this guy that's 50 years old, you know, through all this tragedy that we're all going through in our lives, and what's his future personally, career, you know, the relationships with the siblings. Where's that going to go, right? B story, my younger years and all that stuff, you know? It's interesting because every one of us at different parts in our life, especially when we get older, don't wind up where we thought we were going to wind up, whether it's financially or personally or anything. And how do we deal with it? Here I am. I'm in a hotel room in Albany, New York on a Thursday. And I'm telling jokes tonight. Is this where I wanted to wind up? Or did I want to still be starring in films? You know, be on a TV show? all that stuff. Probably the latter. But this is where I created for me to be. So instead of being a little fucking bitch, just embrace it. This is what it is. You know, and I know I've talked about, you know, and the same thing with you people. You know, it's the same thing with you people. You know? So, the word victim is such an important word. My sister, she lived as a victim. She lived, every time I talked to her, it was always, woe is me, and this, and that, and this, and that. And I'm not saying she didn't have those issues, but to spiel it out of your mouth every time. And now she's dead because of it. You know? And that's a choice that we make. All of us, we make that choice. And it's funny because sometimes I lie in bed and I'm channel surfing and I come across different self-motivation kind of talk shows or preachers or and I'm Jewish, you know, who cares, you know? I'm still human, you know what I mean? So I like watching preachers and I like watching different people and it's you know, you listen to this guy Joel Ostrom or Osteen or he's the kind of younger preacher guy. He's fucking good. You know, and the stuff that he's talking about is kind of what I'm talking about in a way. And it's just the simple kind of rules of life on just how to be and shit. And I called my therapist guy Chris Lee the other day. And he said what I'm saying now, which is true, you know. If you feel sad, then cry, you know. That's why I cried, I guess, at The Star Is Born. You know, I was very much affected by that. And it's okay, you know, it's better to keep it in. I mean, it's better not to keep it in. It's better to get it out. And that's why I do this podcast a lot. Not really a lot. That's really why I do it. It's not like I'm doing like, oh, I gotta, I'm doing a podcast. Look at it. I'm doing it because I get stuff off my chest from me to you. And it kind of goes back to my old MTV show back in the 90s when I spoke straight to you. And that's why I like doing this. So, yeah, that's that on that shit. But I'm definitely looking for a gym in this town if you know any good gyms in Albany. Because I need to sweat. That's important. Any of you fat people that are listening to me that've kind of given up on your body, don't think about your body. Think about working out for your mind. What happens when you sweat at the gym? It's a self-release stress reliever, and it's something that it's like food. It's something that your body needs. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna sit in victim today and sit around and think about stuff. I'm gonna make a conscious decision to go out there and enjoy my freedom and enjoy the gym and enjoy the people that approach me and say nice things to me. So that being said, it's been nice talking to you, but I have one more thing I want to bring up before I end this rant here. I'm really excited about my new short that I did. You know, if you know anything about me, you know, I starred in several movies. I've been on several TV shows. I've been around for quite some time. And because of the situation I put myself in my career, you know, I've been, excuse me, I've been writing and producing and starring, kind of like what Woody Allen does in my own projects, small or big or large or small. If you go on Amazon Prime, you can see a lot of my stuff on there. Just search Pauly Shore and you see a lot of stuff like Adopted or Vegas Is My Oyster, Politics, Pauly Shore and Friends, Stands Alone. There's tons of content that I've created, that I've produced, starred, and been involved with. So that being said, the last video I did a couple months ago, probably 3 months ago, was Bad Paramedics, where it was a comedy about these two knucklehead paramedics. So I have to burp one sec. These two knucklehead paramedics. And I'm talking about this to you because this is my life. And if you want to know about my life, this is what I do. So it's personal, family, business. Yeah? So I'm telling you guys right now, I feel that this short film that I did, it was originally called Slut Killers, and then it was called Whatever Happens in Vegas Slays in Vegas, and now the new name that my new friend Effie came up with, it's called Sin City Psycho, because that's what I am. I play a psychopath in Sin City. And I personally think, I don't want to say it's the best acting and piece that I've ever done, but I definitely think it's up there. If you're a fan of my stuff and you've liked what I've done in the past, I think you're all going to be pleasantly surprised with this piece. Right now it's 13 minutes long. It's a short film, and it's going to be about 10 minutes long. And me, Effie, and the other people that have been involved, Michael Shipman, who's the editor, and I got Brian working on the graphics right now, and I got Bobby Batter working on the score. So we have a whole, like a little small team of people putting this thing together. And I am so proud of this piece, and I'm so happy I did this piece, because it shows me in a light that no one's ever seen me. But when you watch it, you're not going to feel like, oh, he's trying to be something else. You're going to definitely see a side of me in this character, because I think that's what the best actors do. They put themselves in these different characters. So I'm really excited about it. It's called Sin City Psycho, and I'm going to put it out right before Halloween is my plan. And it's in the vein of American Psycho, or was it Blue Velvet? Yeah, was it Blue Velvet? I think it's Blue Velvet. And any of these other kind of psychopath movies. And Sharon Gardner's in it. She plays the lead girl in it. And I'm really proud of it. And it's shot well. Michael Sue shot it out of Las Vegas. And then also Jeremy Settles and Andrew Hunt helped me produce it. And we put it together. So I just want to tell you I'm really proud of it. And I'm excited for you guys to see it. It's a short film. It'll be about 10 minutes. And it should be out for Halloween for you guys. And I'd have to say the two things that I think I enjoy the most in this life of mine, as far as work and stuff. The first thing is creating stuff from scratch in my head and producing it and directing it, acting in it, and putting it out there how I see it, right? And the other thing that I think I enjoy the most is helping younger kids about the business. About my experience on how to make stuff and Hollywood and stuff like that. You know, I've been around it since I've been 4 years old. My dad and mom, both, you know, who love me very much and I love very much, you know, brought me up around this business, show business. But it's not for everyone, I'll tell you that. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. If you want to get in the business, you don't want to do it because you think it's cool and it's going to bring you fame and money. You want to do it because it's inside of you and you have to do it. It's like, it kind of gets you out of bed. So unless you have that feeling, my suggestion is just do it as a hobby. Do your other job and whatever it is that you make money with, and do this as a goof or something. And you want to try to start pretty young. And that's about it. So I'm gonna watch a little TV here, and then I'm gonna get up. Hopefully the guys will get up, Renee will get up. Frank's definitely not gonna work out. Frank, oh my God, his health stuff. Nervous for him. He's 29 going on 59. As far as his food intake situation, he needs to diet more, because I care about him and I want him around. Anyways, love you guys. That's my rant for today. If you're on the East Coast, check me out, upstate New York. My Instagram, Pauly Shore, Twitter, Pauly Shore, rants, polyrants@gmail. Spread the word. Tell people that Pauly Shore is alive, and I have this kind of like what is it? A testimonial podcast where I'm kind of like just spewing you. But what do you guys think about the one man show kind of structure? A story, B story. Hit me up on my email. Let me know. All right, guys. Have an awesome day. Peace out. Bye.